Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. I tell you, this is the day. Oh, I've been looking forward to this, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This week has been a powerful week. Lots going on this week. And I just want to tell you that God is in control. God's in control. He's got his hand on us. And no harm can come as long as his hand is holding us, upholding us, keeping us, protecting us, providing for us. Yeah. I've been in prayer about this message because in God, there's always hope. In God, there's always hope. Never forget that. There's always hope. And quite a bit's been going on. A lot of things have been happening, but God. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think, according to his riches and glory. And as saints of God, we got to stand on his word. We got to be faithful in our resolve to trust in God. Yeah. We got to be faithful to place all our cares on him because he cares for us. He loves us, y'all. He gave his life for us. What greater love is there than to give your life for someone? We got a message for you today, and I'm excited to give it to you. I tell you, God is doing a great work. He's growing us up. We've passed the baby stage. We're into the stages of drawing souls. We're into the stages of helping our neighbor. We're into the stages of praying for those less fortunate. We're into the stages of having a heart for the hungry, having a heart for the needy, and seeing how we can make differences. That's growing up. That's having a heart for somebody else. Other than yourself. Yeah. Please join me as I ask God to bless this message. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We don't take it lightly, Lord. Thank you for each and every moment. Thank you for each and every listener. I pray, God, that we all grab a hold to what you're teaching us and that we would run with it and that we would be a blessing to everybody we come in contact with, starting at home. Yeah. And Lord, I just thank you for patience, having patience with us. When we didn't always do what we were supposed to do, you still had patience with us and you still love us. Lord, I just thank you for that, Lord. And I just ask you to use us for your glory. Bless those who are less fortunate. Bless those in hospital rooms. Lord, I pray for healing. Pray for deliverance and wholeness. Be in the doctor's hands and the nurse's hands and everybody that works with patients. Be in the hospital, Lord God. Bring healing and deliverance. And then, Lord, please bless those that are less fortunate. Bless those that don't have homes. That's laying on the streets or laying in the parks, laying on the ground. I pray that you would provide shelter and homes for your people that don't have homes. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would bless those that have lost loved ones. I pray that you would bring comfort to their hearts. I pray that you would put your loving arms around them and give them comfort and peace. Help them through difficult times. Show them your love and your compassion. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would bless this nation. that you would bless the nation. It says that we're under you, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah. Yeah. That's in our pledge. And Lord, I just pray that it's not just words, that it's reality. Help us to live it out. Live it out. And Lord, I thank you in advance for all you've done. Thank you in advance for opportunities you've given us. Lord, help us to not take opportunities to reach others. Help us to not take it lightly, but jump on the challenge. Lord, we thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, God opens doors for us. What do we do with that open door? Do we just look at it being opened? Or do we walk through it boldly, seeing, Lord, who can I help? How can I show your love? How can I show your grace and compassion? That's a big thing right there. Because you know what? Society will have you to believe that every man's for himself. Take care of yourself. Do for you. It's me and mine and all about me. That's what society would have you believe, but that's not true. No, we're not a committee of one. It's us. Yeah. Yeah. Our message is going to come from the book of Matthew. Matthew, the 5th chapter. If you hear my bird on the one side, she loves to speak. When I speak, she talks. Her name is Cha-Cha, and it's my granddaughter's bird, actually. And then my dog is on the other side. So if you hear some pitter-patter, that's my dog, Ripley, just walking around. When I speak, she gets up and she wants to be a part of it. So there you go. That's the two sounds that you may hear other than myself. Matthew, the 5th chapter. That's the New Testament, first book. Verses 1 and 2 is our key verses. But that leads us into the Beatitudes. Yeah. And so join with me as I read Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying," okay, that's our key verses 1 and 2. When he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying. And the reason why the Lord put this on my mind is, in my heart, this week, a lot of things have been going on, and crowds have been forming a lot. It's been on TV. This state, there's been huge crowds, and that state, almost every state, crowds have been getting assembled. People are out of work. People are assembling for this purpose. People are assembling for that purpose. This whole week, this has been election week. Yeah, people have gotten together to vote. They have this issue. They have that issue. They got this. They've been assembling. They want their vote heard. And a lot of people are getting to the polls. It's been voting time. Then crowds are assembling to let their concerns be made known. They need jobs. This has been cut or that has been cut. And they want it to be known. Crowds have assembled in all the different states. This another crowd in the Bible date over 2,000 years ago. The title of our message today is Seeing the Multitudes. Seeing the Multitudes. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2, it says, When he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them. And then we're going to go and we're going to read some of these Beatitudes. This is teachings of Jesus. And my question to you is, what do we do when we see the crowds? What do we do if we're in the crowds? What do you stand for? Do you lose your faith because you're in a crowd? Well, what if the crowd is this kind of way, but you believe this kind of way? What if the crowd is getting assembled for this, but you really don't agree with this and you believe in this? What if you trust in God and you believe that his hand is on us, that he protects us and provides for us, that he loves us and that, yes, he gave his son for us? What if that's your belief? That's what you stand on. But somebody next to you does not believe in God. What about if somebody else is just upset, discouraged, don't know what to believe? These are the days when people, they're searching for answers. These are the days when people need God to trust and believe in, but they don't know because nobody's told them or talked to them in a personal way. They may have heard of God. They may have heard of Jesus. But do you think very many know in your circle of him in a personal way? That he's a healer because he healed you one day. That he's a deliverer because he got you out of a situation that you didn't know how you was going to get out of. Whether it was fair, whether it was not fair. Whether it was this or whether it was that. He opened doors and got you out of something that wasn't good for you. See, people, they need answers. You know the one who has the answer, and it's Lord Jesus Almighty. Yeah. Let's look at the book of Matthew 5, verse 1. Now when he saw the crowd, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed," this is Jesus speaking, "are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For it says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And then, you know, I like that merciful because that's kind. Being kind, being understanding to somebody, even if they don't hold your same views. Yeah. Verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers." That's another one that I really, really I think it's awesome. "For they will be called the sons of God." Verse 2:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness." Yeah. "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That verse 10, those who are persecuted, you can be persecuted physically and then you can be persecuted verbally. You can be persecuted. People can treat you horribly. People can treat you unfair. Yeah. Just because you love the Lord. Just because you stand for righteousness. Just because you're a Christian. You're a target. Yeah. Verse 11 says, Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Yeah. Jesus says, rejoice and be glad because, here it is right here. Verse 12, and remember this. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Yeah, and Jesus is saying, be encouraged. He's saying, you will make it. You're going to make it. Be encouraged. Christ sees people far differently than we do. Throughout the Gospels, we see a pattern in the way Jesus taught his disciples. Whenever he saw the multitudes, Jesus will reveal to the disciples what was on his heart for the people. Jesus wanted his disciples to share his love for the people. And like I said, people are gathering these days for all kinds of situations and things. But what, do you have a love for people? Do you have a love for people? It don't matter anything else. Do you have a love for people? They have to eat just like you do. They breathe just like you do. They inhale and exhale just like you do. They have to sleep just like you do. Have to feed their bodies just like you do. We're all the same. Do you have a love for people? Jesus wanted his disciples to share his love for the people. The disciples did not always understand all of what Jesus was telling them, but he assured them that later the Holy Spirit would reveal the significance of his word. Yeah, let's look at St. John 14. St. John 14, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 25 and 26, it says, verse 25, it says, all, this is Jesus speaking, okay? He says, all this I have spoken while still with you. Let me go up to 23 first, okay? Let me go up to 23, it says, this is, St. John, the 14th chapter, I'm going to read from verse 23 to 26. Okay, that's what I want us to go back. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Okay, that's Jesus said, I'm going to be with you, okay? Verse 24, he who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Okay, now here's verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. There it is. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to care for one another. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to love one another. Have compassion for one another. Understand. Listen to one another. Yeah. Holy Spirit will help you. Okay. Verse 26. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. And will remind you of everything I have said to you. And then verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. And do not be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled when you see all the things going on. You trust in God. You see how you can help. You see how you can be a blessing to somebody. There's people that have lost their jobs and don't know how they're going to make it. But yeah, you've been down there before. You've been through that before. You didn't know where you were going to get another job. But God, he provided for you. He blessed you. That didn't just happen yesterday. It may have happened a while ago. But he saw you through hardship. He blessed you anyway. And then he took care of you and provided for your needs. And your family didn't go without. If he's brought you through, you have a testimony. May not have happened just yesterday. May have happened a while ago. But he did it. You can encourage. You can lift up. You can motivate. Yeah. God will allow people to be in your path just so you can minister to them. Yeah. The disciples did not always understand all Jesus was telling them, but he assured them that later the Holy Spirit will reveal the significance of his words. When the multitudes began pressing on him, Jesus would get alone with his disciples and teach them about God's love for people. No matter what, he taught them about God's love for people. And that's what I want us to just get it in our spirit. There's all kind of situations and all kind of people. Look this way, look that way. Do this and do that. Look. He opens his arms. He says, come to me. Come to me. He didn't say, come to me if you do this or you do that. He said, come to me and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Yeah. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And you'll find rest to your soul. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. We need to make ourselves a committee of one to step out of our comfort zone and see how we can make a difference, how we can make a difference, how we can be a beacon of light, a beacon of light in an area of darkness. People are hurting. People are frustrated. People have been affected. People have done wrong. People need help. People need each other. You can be a beacon of light. Perhaps your Lord will lead you to a solitary place where he shares with you his compassion for the people you have been with. He may reveal to you his will for the people and invite you to join him in his redemptive activity. Wouldn't that be awesome? The Lord led you to speak to a person or people, more than one. And wouldn't it be awesome if they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and they had encouragement, you gave it to them through the Spirit of God. They had hope they could make it now. They could see that their best days are ahead and not in the past. God may reveal to you his will for the people and invite you to join him in his redemptive activity. He may place a burden on your heart to pray for people, pray for others. If you are among people and are unmoved by their spiritual condition, by their situation, God may develop your love for them so that you are prepared to minister to them as he desires you to. You may see yourself growing up. Hey, really? In the past, I wouldn't have never done that. But can I do this for you? Can I pray for you? Can I let you know that it's going to be all right? You can hang in there. You hang in there. And even if you don't have time for me to pray for you now, when I get home, I'm going to say a prayer for you. What's your name? What's your name? The next time you're in a crowd, listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. You may discover that God has much on his heart for those people and that he is waiting for one of his disciples to respond to his prompting. And you might just be the very one. Yeah, we see on the news that in this state, all these people are gathering. And in this state, a whole lot of people are gathering. In this state, another group of people are gathering. And then over here is a lot of people are gathering. You don't know what the needs are, but God does. And if he places somebody in your path, it may not be outside. It might be in the grocery store. Ask God to allow you to be a blessing to somebody that needs. I want to say hello and God bless you to Sister Patricia. She's just like that. Like that. And I talk about her all the time. How this lady in the DeSoto area, such a blessing. Her kindness, her strength, her resolve. Yeah, such a blessing. And that's who God uses. Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary. Mary wasn't a beautiful queen. No, she was lowly. She was a virgin. That's who Jesus chose to come through. And I say to you, whomever and wherever you are, let God use you in a mighty way. Sister Patricia, you keep on letting God use you, sprinkling out goodness and grace, mercy, blessings. Because you know what? It still all comes back to you. God will use you just like you blow dandelion feathers, little dandelions in the air. You blow them. And there's little seeds. And they fall on the ground. And then more dandelions come up. And then those get blown in the wind. And then more and more and more. Just from one. Yeah. You may discover that God has much on his heart for those people that are out there and around you, and that he's waiting for one of his disciples to respond. And that just very well may be you. Title of our message is Seeing the Multitudes. Yeah. Seeing the Multitudes. When he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them. And all of these beatitudes, blessed is this and blessed is that. Happy, even greater than happy. That's what God wants to do for us. This is Pastor Donna Evans. Allow God to use you in a mighty way. Remember, we're on Facebook. Look up Donna Evans or Trinity Talks. Until next time, seeing the multitudes, allow God to use you to be a blessing and a help to others. In Jesus' name, God bless.